No biting, no kicks to the groin. How are you guys?
I'm good.
I'm great. Yeah. What time is it for you? I always ask you this, but what time is it over there?
8 p.m. Oh, I have a really funny story. So I went out. My dad came over. He's like 76 or something. And he came over for dinner. And we said, oh, we'll go out for dinner. So we went out with the kids, like always kind of stressful. And when we were leaving, dad was like, it was insisting on paying. And it was, you know, we did that thing of like, no, no. And it was like, you know, I knew he was going to pay. He knew he was going to pay, but I had to pretend that like, no, no, I insist. But it's like, it was his thing. So he went up and paid, and we paid on the way out as we were leaving. And then we were walking at the door, and he had this like, I need something to show how big it was. About like this size
for money, had,
like a box, and his card, his like bank card was on top of it. And I said, what's the story with the box? And he goes, say nothing. I was like, okay. So then we get into the car and then go home. My wife comes up and she's like, what the fuck is the story with that box? And I said, I don't know. I think it's the box that they give you like the bill or the mints in or something, you know, you pay your bill. And he took it without realizing that he wasn't supposed to take it and then was too embarrassed to go back with it. So now we just have a fucking box like about that size in our like front room. It's just part of our house now. It's got like Pasta Bella written on the front of it. Yeah.
You should just bring that to restaurants with you. Just have that in hand so you're prepared walking in.
Yeah. Avoid a bar.
That was this weekend?
Say again?
That was this weekend?
That was today. That was like an hour, like half an hour.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I haven't, I don't know, I haven't questioned that on it, but at some point I'll bring it up. Maybe as like part of a eulogy or something a few years' time. You're with Will Leahy this weekend, or Bill Leahy.
Bill, yeah.
He's he seems cool, is he?
Dedicated. Cool.
Okay. I was gonna say, but talented.
Cool. No, he is cool. No. It's like a tier. Like what's the number one thing that you think when I think of somebody? And he's cool, but he's more dedicated than he is cool.
Wow, okay.
It's crazy.
Speaking of dedicated, Nick. Colton Merton's joining your ranks. That kind of caught everyone a bit out of left field. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't think people know this. Obviously, people don't know this, but Colton and I go back probably 6 years. So,
Kilo?
Do you go? Hang on, real quick. Andrew, do you go by Andrew or Hiller? Like, what's the official?
Whichever one you prefer to spout out, whichever's easier on you. I don't mind.
I feel like you've been given the title of your last name, but if you Hiller's prefer good. To Hiller's go by good. Andrew.
Okay. No preference. Hiller's cool.
So you probably know, like, we were all in the Midwest together at one point when I was managing OC3. Right, so right. I was there with Taylor, and Kilo was an hour away in Iowa City. So we train together all the time. I've got some really funny photos, actually. I did a team of three comp with Colton in like 2017, the circus, which I think he just did last weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's probably the longest standing person to ever do the circus, by the way. Some of the teams that he's done is hilarious. But I competed with him back then. We've been friends for a really long time. I know he's been really close with everybody at Kilo, but I know he's looking to kind of level up what he's doing as when it comes to being a professional athlete and starting to make some more money. So it seemed like a really good fit. We've obviously got some new coaches that he can work with Joey and Tim and Dave with the one-on-one guys. So it should be awesome for him this year. And I spoke with him yesterday, actually, and he said, hey man, the last couple of weeks have been probably the best I've had in my career when it comes to having a game plan, knowing what I'm doing, working on weaknesses. So to hear that out of a guy that's at his level and with his work ethic, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it takes a lot off his plate as well, I think, that he doesn't have to change anything himself. It's just like given to him to his level, because he was doing the Kilo stuff, but like altering it to suit himself and changing stuff. So that's cool. I want to talk about Zeus and Tim then. That was, again, probably like could have been foreseen a bit more because Tim was obviously with you guys last year. And I'm assuming you spoke to the Zeus guys like around the fact that, you know, he was training with you and stuff. But he's been... like they've been paired up and their own entity for like 6-7 years. So I think that probably still took a few people by surprise.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know David at all. Like, David's one of the most OG coaches that's in the space. I think he goes under the radar a little bit, but he was one of the first guys that did Grid. He was one of the first guys out in the East Coast that did a lot of stuff with games teams. So I got to talk to him through Tim, and I think it was one of those scenarios where they were ready to move on from the online platform side of the business, which is kind of our bread and butter. And obviously they do such a good job on the one-on-one stuff. They could basically bring all of their business over to us. We got to work with them and give them the tools on the marketing side now, which makes it easy for everybody. And they get to work with what they really want to do, which is working personally with athletes.
That's cool. How's the affiliate going?
It's good. It's been 2 weeks. We've had the drop inside, which we knew going into this would be craziness. I think we've had close to 300 or more drop-ins in 2 weeks, which when somebody springs 150 affiliate owners on you, that helps a little bit, but also creates quite the craziness. I was telling somebody, I was in Sweden last weekend for that Coaches Congress event, and Mitch, our new GM, who's here, he was here alone. So Shane's not here. I'm not here. Dwight was with me and Jarrett was at TFX. So it was like, we're either going to have no GM when we get back, or we're going to have a GM that's going to be with us forever. So that was pretty cool that he did such a good job.
But isn't that, that's the same thing happened to you. Like, you were like, oh yeah, I'll join your, like, I'll join Proven, no problem. And then TN came and left, and you were just left on your own.
Yeah, man, we just throw, that's the initiation of the first month of your job. You just get thrown in the fire, and it's pretty good because we haven't had anybody quit yet, but we've got great employees and no one's had retention problems. So I guess we'll keep with that.
What do you do, like, 140 athletes, do you, How many people are there, like, when there's a drop-in class or whatever, how many people are there?
For that event?
No, like, in general, like, say, tomorrow.
Like, right now, we've got 6 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 3:30, 4:35, 30. So we're looking at 6 to 10 people in those classes. So it's very easy to handle. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very standard affiliate setting there. Weekends get kind of crazy because people come to Nashville for everything. And that will get crazy when Bats Reds parties come and the open comes and people want to do their workouts here. But we actually, I don't know how much you guys have ever worked with Push Press, like, as a platform, but those guys, they handle everything. Their back-end software and their kind of programming that they do with our app and the website, it's so easy for us.
Yeah, they're kind of like a poor man's beyond the whiteboard, says the man.
They're just not at the bottom of your screen, is that why?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Nick, what's the official name of the affiliate?
So it's CrossFit, the affiliate name, which I think it's wrong right now on the website. It's CrossFit Proven. I think it's Proven CrossFit technically on the website right now.
Okay. I'm on the affiliate map, and I was in the past and I was unable to see it on there. I know it's in Nashville somewhere and I just was curious. Maybe they haven't updated it yet or something. They have issues with
it. Yeah. So I actually had a call with them last week and they're working out some bugs because we've got two affiliates technically, because we've got one in Australia, which is just Tia's Garage, which is affiliated, but we can't add anybody as members on our new affiliate for some reason. So they're still working out a bunch of bugs. We just said, as long as it's good by the open, we should be fine.
Cool. That's happening here too, because there's a gym, like CrossFit Tullamore. I'm going there for one of the open weekends. And I messaged him and I was like, you're still an affiliate, right? He was like, yeah, why? And I was like, you're not showing up on the map. And he was like, yeah, I've been trying to sort that out for the last like 6 months. And
that's it. Was,
yeah.
That's a nightmare to hear as an affiliate owner, I'm sure.
I hope Keith Knapp sees this. And he's like, guys, fire up the engines.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't come up on the map, actually. It's weird. Sorry, I'm just like looking. Prevelli Autobia comes up. But not you guys. That's strange.
I thought maybe it was just under a different name. Music City. CrossFit Proven, otherwise known as Music City.
What's Australia called? Proven Australia or something?
Yeah, I think it's called Proven Fitness AUS. Oh, it should be on. I looked the other day and I think that's on there.
What's the chance they click on that one first? I just randomly clicked on one of them when I was eating that.
Is that the one with the giant tractor in it?
Yeah, it's crazy because it's in the middle of absolutely nowhere. It's on a big farm. Her parents own the farm. And it's nowhere near a big city, and you walk out there and it's probably the nicest affiliate you've ever been in.
Where are you in relation to like where I am here?
Let me pull this up full screen.
I just want
to
say
that. So if you zoom in to, is that the first thing to drew your eyes there?
Obviously.
If you move in towards Vanderbilt right there, towards the highway, see that? And then see that highway 31, I think it is, to your right.
Oh, over here. This one.
And then go up towards 8th Avenue.
This way?
So above, to your left. To your other left.
Sorry. Well, my left.
So it's in, South left. Street and then 8th Avenue in Division. It's right in that little pocket outside the highway.
Okay. The highway.
So whatever that one is right there, that's a CrossFit affiliate, that's really the only one that we are really close to at all. And I don't even think that the other one, so to the right.
Okay.
I think that's Music City. That's the only one that's really close.
Okay. Someone asked in the comments, I nearly ended the whole show there instead of stopping sharing the screen.
That would have, we could have just left it at that and people would just come out with their own storylines there of what happened.
Has Nick seen Hiller hit? God, I'm really struggling reading that. Even though it's just a capitalized I, I'm still struggling. I'm like Hylers. Has Nick seen Hiller's latest video on Proven? Believe it or not, Sean, that's actually the reason that Nick and Andrew are both here together.
And I met Sean this weekend.
Say again?
Pretty sure I met Sean this weekend. He gave me a C4.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks, Sean. Sean's cool. Jacked.
If you ever want to drop by a C4. You did, Nick, right? You did see the video.
Yeah. Couldn't you imagine if you just watched it live here for the first time?
You see his smile turn into a frown very rapidly.
Stream shuts down.
Oh, cool. He's mentioning that.
It wasn't a whole video. It was a segment of my news video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find it here.
I don't remember the guy's name who asked that, but let's start it off with this, right? Like, I think there's a reason that we're here on this talk, right? Hiller and I, Andrew, we've never actually met person to person. I think we had a conversation last year revolving the Sasha issue. Exactly. And I think it's the same situation where there's a lot of misinformation out there. It's easier to go to the source. There's no reason we can't talk. And I think we're at a point now to where if we go into this conversation with transparency, truthfulness, honesty, like we can get to know each other. This is one of those things that I don't think a lot of people in my situation or our brand situation will have the ability to come do, right? And I think it's something that we need to do. And I love talking about this stuff as long as it's kind of a open conversation. And I'm all about it.
When you say people in your situation approaching topics, you mean you're the CEO of Proven and the topic is there's an issue afoot and it's being talked about in the space?
Yeah, I think maybe I'm wrong because I got to be honest. I don't follow everything 100% all the time that you put up. But you haven't had very many conversations with people, I guess, the higher level of business, right, when it comes to a lot of the CrossFit stuff.
Ooh, that's a kick in the nuts, isn't it?
Well, no, but honestly, right? Because I don't think it is a you problem at the end of the day by the content that may be coming out. But I don't think a lot of people want to address it head on. I think it's easier to just hide behind what we're doing. We're growing a business, so we can ignore it to a point. But for us, I think it's easier because we have just a truth to tell. Like, there's nothing to hide at this point. Why not talk about it?
It's interesting as well, though, because it's one of the most common mistakes I see people make with Hiller is they either say to themselves, I'll just ignore him, or else they say, I'll block him. That'll solve it. I like, they're the two things that it's like, hey, here's some, like, I'll Americanize my reference. Here's some gasoline. I'm just going to fuck it at this fire and see what happens. It's just like, just talk. Like, look at the Midwest guy.
My favorite of the options.
Like, look at the Midwest video guy. He was like getting fucking, that shame bell was ringing, like walking through the street. And then he had a conversation. He was just like, oh, it's actually kind of okay. And it was just done. And like,
Andrew, right?
Yeah. So the issue that Hiller covered so expertly in his natural news was the issue of you guys, the story that's kind of bubbling around of you guys being in East Nashville, like Proven being based in CrossFit East Nashville, which they were up until like 8 months ago, whatever, 6 months ago, and then leaving, and that the reason that you guys left was because there was like kind of angst over no lack of payments. There was like arguments about like, oh, you should have paid us, you should have paid the old owner. It swapped ownership and it's like, you should have paid the old owners this, you didn't, that's not fair. And then you guys just said, all right, fuck this, we're leaving then. And that's the kind of the story that's been kind of going around. Yeah. What's your version of it then?
So Andrew, like real quick, like give me a 30 second, 10,000 foot view. Like, what are your thoughts? I've kind of heard what you think and what you've been told, right, from sources, but like, where is your head at on all that?
I have one individual in particular who reaches out and kind of gives me the first insight into it. And then I start poking around a little bit and I get a couple of more people who are confirming it. And then once I put up a post about the whole, within the 30-second pitch, it sounds like you guys were there for a period of time. And during that period of time, it was under a different ownership. New ownership comes on in and says, hey, we don't really understand why you guys have been here without paying anything for the space. And it's kind of interrupting classes and we're not getting anything out of it. So we want to kind of work out a payment together. And then you guys are up and out. And I don't know. Yeah. I don't have confirmation on when you guys were erecting the new building and all that. And maybe it was just a convenience thing, but that would probably play into a little bit of the gray area there. It's like, well, why would we pay you guys now that we can just go here?
Yeah. So, I mean, if we want to, do you guys want to, I can just tell you the story if that Please. Works. Like, yeah, it's going to be funny because I think it's going to rain on some funny. People's parades as how non-drama filled it is.
If it's really shit, add in a death or something, like throw something in the middle and like,
if it's just as boring as can be,
throwing something about Will Murray at the Achilles tendon.
Yeah. Jeez, that was its own story. Yeah, I love that. It's pretty funny because Shane and I reached out to him and Shane didn't realize that that was a Kobe Bryant situation. I think he's like, hey man, heard about surgery. I hope you're okay. Like, and even in the screenshot, it was like,
I didn't get it
hey,
either.
Just so you know, that was fake.
Nobody fucking got it. It was so stupid. It was so stupid.
Can I back up a little bit? Because that was the post. But the reason the post came up is because I made a comment on the affiliate underwater on Dave Castro's Instagram. There was the affiliate that was flooded and there was a post from the Proven HQ account, I believe, about the swimming wad. And to be honest, when I first look at that, I go, well, that's different. I kind of see what they were doing there, but it didn't land well.
It's a bit too edgy.
It was too edgy. And then what was it, the next day or so, it was from Shane and Tia signing off on something saying that it was an intern. And the part of my news piece was that it wasn't Shane and Tia, ironically, the first or the second time. That was speculation, of course.
Yeah, man. So that's like one of those things, right, where that's just a bonehead move. Like we've talked about it, like you know better than that as an employee. Like he knows that. It's one of those things where you're just not thinking. And when it comes to stuff you put out, man, I think that's one of those times where for us, it's like, good, call it out. That's one of those things that shouldn't be said. It was really bad taste when it was posted. I woke up at 5 a.m. in Sweden to all of that because of the time difference. So that was a great way to start the day. And then I called the employee right away. Unfortunately, it was like 1 a.m. over here. So I actually got Tia and Shane on the phone and we talked about it and they said what to write. Obviously I went in and posted that for them, but it was directly from them.
I knew it.
I don't even know if
it was you.
So no, but that's the thing, right? Like I wanted to make sure if we're going to handle this in a way that needs to be handled, it needs to come from Tia and Shane. This isn't something that I can just CEO at that point. I know what should have been handled in that situation. We talked to the employee, it's been over with. You can never 100% be perfect when you're dealing with humans, but you can always make it right. So there was one of those things where we reached out, Tia reached out personally to the gym owner, and this isn't going to be something that people will probably know. I'll brag on it because Tia never will, but she actually spoke to the gym owner. She sent some personal messages to some people that were having hard times in their affiliate. And it was like a good way to kind of show, hey, we didn't mean for this to happen. There's no hard feelings. Like, we want to portray ourselves better than that. And it's one of those things where people should know that we would never intend on saying something like that. Even if it's a joke, we need to portray something better when it comes to the public eye.
Someone just asked here what the comment is. So I'll just bring it up because I don't have someone to bring it up. I want to apologize for a piece of comment that was left on here by a member of our social team who has since been fired. Sorry, I added that bit in. We most certainly do not approve of the incessant comment made in jest, and we look forward to helping in any way we can. Tia and Shane. And then I just want to, like, I just actually thought my comment was fucking hilarious. So Hiller said, what are the odds that neither Tia or Shane wrote this? And I said, don't be so cynical. You're sincerely Rich Foden Jr. I was so fucking
Yeah, you were probably waiting on that for those comments to roll in, weren't you?
Oh, I was so happy with that comment.
Can you confirm that it was Froning, though? Like, we just got confirmation that it was Tia and Shane.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I got a text somewhere. I can't find it right now, but I could show you if I want to, but I just don't want to. I don't want to, you know, monopolize my relationship with Richard Ricardo. Okay. So what about the affiliate then? What's the story with East Nashville?
Okay. So I guess I'll give you guys a full picture. So it was 2021 is when we headed over there. That was when I guess Proven launched for the first time. It was the first time they decided on a business. They got a logo, they got whatever. They never thought it would be what it is today, but that's when the camp started. So that was when Brooke, Will, Street, Alec, they all moved over to CrossFit Trivium to start training together. And then Tia and Shane were in Korea for bobsled, but they came back in early February. So it was the six of us over there. Dwight was another guy. We were the first two employees, coaches that got brought on. We were at CrossFit Trivium, which, side note, if you guys know those guys at all, they're amazing. They've been so helpful to us over the years. If you're ever in Brentwood, definitely stop by and see them. Great owners, great coaches. But what happened was, the plan was Tia would be at East Nashville for 5 days a week. The other athletes would be at Trivium. And then on the weekends, 2 days a week, we would all go over to East. And that's where the camp setting would be. We didn't want to overcrowd that gym too much, and we already had a good relationship to Trivium. Fast forward to the open, so that would have been 21.1. The first workout we tried to do at Trivium, it just kind of blew up. It's not a huge gym, so we were definitely getting in the way of people, which is the last thing that we want. Caleb was nice enough, and Caleb, for the remainder of the story, was the old owner of East Nashville. Caleb let us come over to East as a group, and it was way better than we thought it would be, way better than Caleb thought it would be. So it kind of turned into one of those things.
Space.
Yeah. If you've never been there, it's like 16,000 square feet. So like, it's one of the bigger gyms you can ever be in. And it's got a divider to where there's probably 6,000 to 7,000 square feet. That's kind of a private gym. And then the affiliates on the other side, it's all one big room. But Caleb basically came to us. He said, hey, I realize how much business you guys are going to bring me just from the marketing side. You guys are great people. As long as you stay out of the way of class, you put me in the back of your videos, you talk about me to the community, you bring some drop-ins in, we've got a handshake deal. This is what we're going to do moving forward. And it was great. We had 2+ years of a really good relationship over there that there was never talked more than, hey, clean up after yourself, stay out of the way. Here's your gym on Sundays. And like I said, it was really a handshake deal. There was nothing on paper. So that was easy for us.
And you're telling me I'm the bad businessman.
Hey, that was one of those things. We got to see the this come later in the story, but we got to see kind of the books of what happened when we did show up at East Nashville and the spike in membership and drop-ins. And like, just from me being a business guy and seeing that, you can see the value there that Caleb saw. So it was cool to at least that we could have a space giving them value as well. So fast forward all the way until 2023, last February, I'd been in this position for a month at this point. So we were trying to put a lot of new initiatives into growth, into the business, trying to figure out what our next move was. Two of the then members of East Nashville, who are now the new owners, approached Tia, Shane, and I, and they said, hey, we've got a proposal for you. We want to do a joint venture in this building because we hear Caleb's trying to sell it. And there's a couple other people involved in the bidding process. We think we could have the best business approach if we join with you guys and we're going to turn East Nashville into proven Nashville. So the funniest thing about this whole story is that where we are right now in the name of what we have was one loan away from the bank of being exactly where East Nashville is right now with the exact owners of East Nashville right now. So that was like a 6-month process of we were meeting once to twice a week, figuring out a business plan, figuring out how we were going to buy this business from East Nashville. The East Nashville new owners, that group was going to handle the affiliate. We were going to handle the marketing, the licensing, the equipment side of things. And we were going to come together, do the whole gym over and basically knock out a wall and make it 20,000 square feet more. So we could have the pro athlete side.
More, for 36.
Fuck. Yeah, so it was going to be one of the biggest gyms probably in the world.
Did Caleb know that these conversations were happening?
I don't know. That's the thing. Okay. Like, I know there was 3 or 4 groups trying to buy the gym at that point. I don't know what Caleb knew, but the three of us, the two new owners, Shane, me, and Tia, were having those weekly meetings to put all this together because we didn't own the business yet. We still had to buy it. So
Caleb
we had to come
up current with, owner, right?
So he's the guy that started East Nashville. Yep. So right. He's been there since day one. And we love Caleb. Caleb's done a really good job building that community and that gym is great. But so fast forward, it was about a 6-month process of us trying to figure this out. And there's just roadblocks kept coming up. Like any business deal you do, you're going to run into obstacles there. And the biggest obstacle, if you guys know anything about East Nashville right now, is that the new Titan Stadium is being built, which is like a $2.1 billion project. They're putting in restaurants, they're putting in high rises, they're putting anything you can think of for a big city. So think of like a Dallas Cowboys shopping center that they have around there. They're building the same thing in Tennessee right on the water. CrossFit East Nashville is 2 football fields away from that. Like people park for Titans games at East Nashville. That's how close it is. And if you guys don't know, like East Nashville rents that building. They don't own it. So Caleb never owned it. They rent that building. So it was really tough for us because when these obstacles kept coming up and we were hearing about these things, the landlords, they had no interest in helping us build that space out. So we were like, we want to knock that wall down, but you guys are going to have to structurally pay for this, this, and this. But they have no incentive to do that if they know they're going to sell it in a year or two, which you don't know that. But with everything going on in the back end with real estate, you know that's probably going to happen. So for us as a brand, and we're trying to grow and we're trying to be who we are with a physical building, we didn't want to look back in 2 years after putting tens of maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars into a build out and then have the landlords come around and be like, hey, we sold, here's your payout, have a nice life, right? That kind of puts a wrench in it for everyone. So that was obstacle one for sure. Again, fast forward to mid-July. So we're about 6 months into this thing right now. And the other part of the group, so the new owners of now, they come to us and they say, hey, the bank fell through. Like all of our plans that we want to do, we're not going to be able to move forward with this build out. We're not going to be able to get the money we wanted to do this. Here's what we suggest. Can we please just like figure out a way to do exactly what we wanted to do, but in the space that East Nashville is in now? So no structural change. You're still looking at the 15 to 16,000 square feet. But we won't be able to do anything further at this point if we buy the building. And that for us, like wasn't an option because as you both know more than anyone over the last year with our athlete side of things, we've gone through the rockiest of roads. And most of that has been because we don't have a professional space. I mean, you're talking about the exit interviews we did with Saxon and Brooke. Things that came up time after time were, hey, we don't have a private space to ourselves. We don't have a place that we can train on our own. If we do quarterfinals, we have to jump in with people from the gym, which that's not to make them sound poor in any way, but they do. Like if you're a professional athlete, and you have to set up cameras and do this. It's not an ideal situation when you have to do it in an affiliate. So we told those guys, hey, that's just not going to be an option for us. We're not going to be able to do that in the same space as you guys. This is like the most disappointing thing we can think of for all of us because we wanted this to happen so badly. This was a community that we grew up in. CrossFit East Nashville was our home. It's the only place I knew with being with Proven since day one. So we wanted to make this work and this deal go forward more than anyone. So it was like, it was really frustrating because it couldn't work out just because of money. You don't want that to ever be a barrier for you. But what we told them, we're like, hey, give us 2 weeks. We're going to the games. We'll get the athletes through the games, and then we'll kind of reassess what's going on. So we go back from the games, and they go, hey, we've got two options. We can do option one, like we spoke about. You guys can take over the building with us. We'll rebrand it Proven. We'll call it Proven Nashville. You guys can still do what you want to do, but we can't go any bigger than we are. Option two, you guys do exactly what you're doing right now. You use the backspace of the gym, but we're going to need to figure out some kind of payment plan to where you guys are paying rent, because from a financial standpoint, we just need to be able to start paying this building on our loan or whatever it was that they had to go through, which of course, like, that's nothing that we've ever questioned. Like, we understand how business works financially. That was never an issue for us. So we told them at that point, we're like, hey, option one's not on the table, but we're actually going to have to not go with option two either. So like, we told them we were going to leave. We don't even know if we're staying in Nashville at this point. But hey, if our athletes need a place to train from here to there, please charge them. Give them a drop-in fee, a package, whatever it may be. But we do not want to take advantage of you in any way. Please let them know. They at least have a place to train if they want to pay for it. And then a couple months went by. We actually found this building that we're in now. And let me tell you, commercial real estate, if you've never done a deal in commercial real estate, is the biggest nightmare in the world. A lot of people, I think we are renting this building, but if you just, it's very public knowledge, you can see that we bought it, I think it was in October or whenever it was. It's a big process. And that's when we kind of had to have that conversation.
It was cheap too, right?
Yeah, man. Like, it's the last few months of my life, it's not fun. It's something that you know is going to pay off, but it's one of those things, like, if you've ever bought a house, it's the same deal. You got to play the long game on that stuff. But it's been fun because we know that this is the next step where we need to go if we want to grow as a brand, especially globally. And you guys know, like, especially like Andrew, you've ran gyms and you know what it looks like. We didn't get into buying affiliate because we know we're going to get rich. Like, nobody does that for a CrossFit affiliate. We didn't do this because we want to make a lot of money. We did this because, one, CrossFit is what made Proven. CrossFit's the only reason any of us are here. We all started as managers or coaches at an affiliate one day. So we knew we wanted to give back to the community as a whole. And then on the other side, we wanted to have a pro space for our athletes that they deserve, because we promised that to them. And that was another thing going back to it that we told John and Jordan, the new owners of East, we said, hey, we promised our athletes that we would have a bigger space for them. And we can't go back on our word like that. If that's something that we told them was coming in 2024, we've got no reason that we can't offer that to them and try as hard as we can to make that possible. So we got really lucky with where this building was, that it was on the market as it was at the time. We found it, a couple months went by, and here we are that we opened it up. I think the big thing too is, like, I've seen kind of some of the sources you have or whatever it is. We called John and Jordan, the new owners of that, before we even closed on this building. We told them, hey guys, it was very respectful. Like, we wanted to be like a high character conversation. Shane called them and said, hey guys, we wanted to let you know first before anyone else. We found a building in Nashville. It's over 10 miles away from you guys. We hope it's never an issue, but it's one of those things where we wanted to not step on your toes. We will be opening up a gym, but you guys needed to know first. So that's the thing I think that kind of got to us the most in all of these conversations, is because we treated this as best as we could when it came to the new owners of East. And it's always been a really good relationship with them. And I would say maybe 5 to 6 people in the whole world know what actually went on in this situation behind closed doors and what happened with those new owners. And we got nothing but
300 exactly. Live now. 300 live listeners now know too.
Yeah, exactly. So 306. So it's easy. And going back to the first thing I said, I think it's very easy to just stay out of this conversation and never address it, because we're going to keep doing our business the way that we should. But when it comes to these things that people should know, because the conversation and the relationship was so strong with them and we really wanted this deal to happen, people deserve to know the real story there. And at the end of the day, we're just trying to grow the community as much as they are, as much as every other affiliate in Nashville is.
There's two comments in there from Patrick Clark. Number one, Nick is what a CEO and spokesperson should be. And I agree. You're doing great. In comparison to some of the stuff that I've heard from other CEOs, which is nothing. You said a lot right there. Number two, here's what really happened. versus what the people who have knowledge, quote unquote, and the inner workings have told me. Now, that's not true, because you said there's two things that played out there. Number one, they said that you could stay there and keep doing what you were doing, but you'd have to pay, right? And you're like, well, we can't do that. We can't expand and we can't stay because, right, it doesn't make any sense for us because it's what was limiting our growth. And you said, respectfully, we have to deny both of them and take the third route. So people were telling me stuff, but they didn't have everything you just said. So I wanted to mm-hmm. say, Clark, yep. you're wrong. And thank you, Nick.
I also saw a comment in here from Jamie. Every time Nick looks to his right, I wonder if he sees Tia and Shane.
I saw that too. They're over there, aren't they?
So I'm looking at the affiliate is in front of me, so I'm watching people work out. But to your point, Jamie, Tia and Shane have left me alone here for the last 2 months. So no, they're not here, and I'm waiting for them to get back.
It's actually a crossbow. It's Australian. It's a dart gun or something.
They've just got brutes. They're like, don't fuck up. Yeah, someone asked, fuck man, I didn't want to interrupt your flow because you were actually explaining that really well. I was very impressed with how you explained that.
Right, yeah.
Fuck, I can't find it. Someone said, do Shane and Tia know that you're on a podcast with Hiller and did you have to clear it with them? Like, you're the CEO, right?
Yeah.
And then Vindicate wants to know if she will unblock me because all I wanted to do was buy her book.
There's a thing, man. Like, that's when it comes to the business side of things, I can speak on anything and I will speak on anything. But when it comes to individuals, even our athletes, I'm never going to speak for any of them. And at the end of the day, they're individual people. They can do whatever they want. And it's not really my place to comment on that stuff.
Have you had any pushback from affiliates in Nashville? Like, have you had anyone be like, object to any of your planning permission, or is that a thing there? I don't know. That's the thing here. We have to like put up a notice saying we are going to build a gym, blah, blah, blah. And then people can go to the city and say, we disagree with this being built because of X, Y, and Z. Have you had any of that kind of stuff from other affiliates or no?
No, we've had no drama at all. I mean, so you've got to get permitting and stuff when you open a business, but it has nothing to do with kind of the public knowledge of that. It's more of just so you can open your doors and be inspected. But as far as the CrossFit community goes, I think we've had, like I said, we've had close to 300 drop-ins. And I would say 40% of those are people from other gyms just coming over to say hi, coming over to get a workout in. And it's actually been great because we have never had a community like this. I would say East was our community, but we didn't grow that. So it's good to kind of see that from the ground up now on Saturdays to have people come over. They've even told us, hey, we've got no intention on being members here, but it's cool to meet you guys. It's cool to work out with your athletes and kind of be here in general.
Yeah, because it's like it's different here, I think, because there's not many CrossFit gyms. Like, it's not very densely populated. So if a CrossFit gym opens in a town where there's a CrossFit gym, it's like, you fucking asshole, you know, because like, towns are small here. Whereas I feel like in America, it's like, I mean, didn't Taylor say there was like 300 or something in Charlotte or 200 in Charlotte alone or something stupid like that? And it's like, that's more than there is on the island that I live on. Do you know, like, whereas I suppose maybe the people in Nashville are just like, yeah, that's fine. More competition, we'll all get better, basically.
Yeah, I don't think when you get into metropolitan areas in the U.S., at least CrossFit gyms are kind of hard to find. And you would only think, I mean, you looked at the affiliate map, you didn't see many on there. And it's for two reasons. One is rent is so high in these areas. It's just hard to make any money if you're a CrossFit gym. And two, the big box gyms are all over the place. So you look at Orange Theory, you look at there's an Equinox here. You look at all the spin classes that are going on. Those are predominantly what people gravitate towards when they're in big cities like this. So that was a big mission for us. We wanted to kind of blend the two between like an Equinox and a CrossFit gym so we can have the methodology of CrossFit, but also bring in some people that may be looking for a more elevated approach to what they're doing. The building's amazing. The aesthetic is great. If that's what people care about, it's also good. And I mean, even from the fact of bringing Paper Street in as the coffee shop, it gives more reasons for people to come in the door, which would be good.
What is that going to be like? Like a Buffalo Brew at the front of Mayhem? Will it be Paper Street at the front of Proven?
Yeah, so it won't be owned by us, which is great. Like, Gabe's going to do his whole thing there. He's bringing his own team, which would be good. And when it comes to Nashville, it's a huge coffee scene. So I wouldn't be surprised if they get more foot traffic on a daily basis into that coffee shop than we ever do at the gym. But that's another reason we wanted him in there, right?
Was that a handshake deal too, or did you sign paper?
We do, I've proven we do contracts. Everything is everything's kosher over here.
Yeah. Oh,
somewhere in the comment section, Gabe said every deal he's ever done is a handshake deal. So now we have another post that I got to make about someone's not telling the truth. There you go.
Handshake. You were talking about handshakes. He said literally my business model. Like everything. No problem. Okay, and then so who's going to be at? What's the story with Caleb now? Is he just gone? He just sold it and he's off in Hawaii. Man,
rode off into the sunset, having a good life. I think he's doing well. He lives like 30 minutes away from even the gym. So I got to imagine that got pretty tough of him having to coach so many classes, come in for the 5 a.m. I think he's getting to a point to where his kids are at an age where he wants to be with them more. So good on him, man. He walked away with a great deal.
And have you spoken to the new owner since? No. The other two.
Well, since we told them about the gym, that was probably the last time. I think another cool point to kind of bring up here that people said we're stealing members or whatever it is. Our new GM was one of their coaches, and we had never even. Yeah, but we like this is the thing. We never met this guy before. He wasn't there when we were there. We put up the social media post of, hey, we're looking for a GM for the gym. We got over 100 applicants, which was a fun process to go through because there's people from like Brazil applying for the GM job in Nashville, and we're trying to open in a month or two.
Oh yeah, right?
Yeah, we just put up a regular social media post on Instagram, which usually does well for us when we're looking for job posting. That's how I got my job, so it's one of those things that's easy. And Mitch, yep, there's Mitch right there. So he was just coaching a few hours a week over at East. He applied for it. We had no idea he was coaching at East. We went through the interview process. We found out at that point, and he actually went directly to East and told them, hey guys, I'm thinking about doing this. I wanted to let you know beforehand. And the owners were great with it. They actually invited him to the Christmas party that they had after he had already left. There's still a really good relationship there, and it's been good. Like, there's no drama. And I think that's the thing that's been funniest to see is that this is the most nothing story you could ever come with. But I think in the off season of CrossFit, people like to kind of cling to whatever they can.
There he goes again, kicking in the nuts. I like it.
Sean, if you apply for head of social media, I think there might have a job going there. Patrick Clark says, did you get Hitter's application I submitted for him? See, thing there, Patrick, is I've submitted Hitter's application for a few things as well. And I think people see his email and they automatically think it's a fake, which it is because I did it and you did it. So they
I
just
wonder why I was getting all that porn sent to me.
Well, there you got an application for apparel production. That'd be good. He does Colton stuff. That's a good
I'm wearing one right now. This thing's good.
I'm not.
No, it says LSKD on it.
No, I was checking my t-shirt. Not that stupid. So you got all these new coaches there now too. What's the how many so is Jared on site? Are they all on site? Not Tim.
Yeah, so Dwight and Jared are the only guys that will be on site every single day. Well, except for Batu. Batu's our Latin American coach, and he does 6 months in Latin America and then 6 months in the U.S. So he gets back in April, and then Tim, Dave, and Joey will all be remote. So they work with their one-on-one people. They'll come in maybe quarterly or whatever it is, especially when the open and quarterfinals come around, so they can get to know the athletes. They can be with them a little bit more. And then once we go to semifinals in the games, it'll be really good to have some more people. And that was the biggest thing, like with all the issues that we had last year with maybe growing too fast, was we wanted to bring more coaches in. We didn't want to just spend more money on marketing, spend more money on whatever it may be. We wanted to get to the roots of what the issues were last year with some athletes. And we brought in, I mean, we tripled our coaching staff over the last few months, which has been good to see.
Is Jared with Sydney McAlition?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he brought over Sydney, Lucy McGonigal, and Carolyn Stanley.
She just won TFX with Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Good.
And Carolyn,
yeah, she had a little bit of she had an issue last year where I think she got hurt right before semifinals, which kept her from making the games. But she's talented, man. She's going to have a big year. We're excited for her.
I like blaming Comp Train for that one.
It's actually Jarrett Halpin. That's so embarrassing for you. It's actually Jarrett.
They're not numbers. It's names. They're different. Halpin's good at numbers, not names.
He's a good guy, though. I kind of chatted to him a bit because of Lucy. Lucy's Irish, yep. Obviously. And chatted to him a bit at the games. He's a really cool guy. Really, clever, really smart guy. And isn't afraid of sharing his opinion and stuff, which is cool. Were you aware when he was joining you guys, were you like, oh, cool, he's going to bring like Lucy and Caroline and Sydney with him too? Or were you like, you're bringing who?
No, we definitely, so here's how that process worked. So we did the exact same thing. We posted a social media post for a head of elite, a director of elite athletes, I think is the official title there. And we knew it was going to be a really hard job because we probably know everybody on one hand that we would want for that position, and they were all with camps already, or they were with somebody that we didn't think would be able to apply for the job. And we actually never hired anyone for the position. 5 months or 4 months went by. And just to give you a background, Jarrett was one of those guys. He was one of the guys that I was like, from an outside looking in, just from the conversations I've had at events with him, he'd be a perfect person to fit into our model. Fast forward 3 to 4 months, we had connected again. He reached out to see if we were still looking for someone, and thankfully the timing worked out perfectly. We started chatting a little bit, and he said that, hey, yeah, those three athletes are kind of my athletes. They'd love to be integrated as well, as long as it's a good fit. And they've been great to get to know so far. Lucy's actually going to be over here in a couple weeks in February, so I'm really excited to meet her in person.
Yeah, she's cool. She's very cool, yeah. I'm on her train as firmly as Hiller's on Billiam's train. She's going to win the games, I think, in the next like 6 years.
Hey, can she dunk though?
Like biscuits, probably, like cookies. Yeah. Don't know. I've never asked her. Okay. So then what about the athletes leaving and stuff? So you said there you had your exit interviews with Brooke and Saxon. Sydney stuck around. Will stuck around. Yeah.
Will's not with us anymore. Will Morad. We actually just parted ways recently in a very professional and you know, mutually exclusive way. We had a conversation to where it just didn't really match what we're looking to do here anymore. And it was one of those things where he felt like he wanted to kind of take more control over his programming, and we're moving towards more of the camp model with younger athletes. And it was one of those things where we sat down, had a really good chat, had a really good meeting with Jared and Shane as well, and we parted ways at that point. So that was maybe a month or so ago. And what we have now is we're looking to build more of a culture of people that want to put all in, or I guess go all in with a camp, and know that, hey, this is our template that we're going to be working off. You may have an individual coach that can tweak off this, but we're going to kind of start from scratch, right? Last year was a rough year for us, but we knew it would be uncomfortable trying to start over and implementing a lot of the growth plans that we had. And it just wasn't really a fit there anymore. And the athletes that we do have right now, we feel 100% buy-in with, and that's what we're going to hold moving forward.
So do you have like, say Colton, Sydney, Lucy, Sydney, who else? Caroline.
Jay, Maddie.
Jay and Maddie. And you have all those guys. And are they all doing the same program, but it's just slightly tweaked if like Jay has a squat bias or whatever?
So what we've had to do is kind of restructure that whole kind of outline, I guess. So it's been something that after last year, when we used to be strictly like a template based program and it worked for a lot of people, we started to need to make some more individual tweaks, right? So now when you come to us, you're obviously,
is that because of the exit interviews? Is that because people were saying, oh, I wanted something? Is it because of that, or is it just because of performances or what?
I think it's a mixture of both. We only had 1 year of performance before that, right? So we didn't have a lot of data. Like, we're the first people doing this. And I don't mean we as improving, but all of the camps right now are going through this for the first time. So it's not like we can look back from 15 years ago and say, hey, they did this, we need to do that. So we took what we did 2 years ago, tried something else. And I think now we've realized, hey, a template is great, but now we really need to start adding some individual tweaks. And that comes from adding these four extra coaches to where we can start putting these more elite athletes under them to monitor what they're doing on a daily basis, but then working off a template. Because we, to our core, believe that a template is the way to go when it comes for a group. You just need to make those individual changes and modifications when it comes to their training as a whole.
Did you change anything based off the injuries and stuff at the end of last year? Like, are you going to change? Like, do you have to, does that force you guys to look at your volume and look at how you're doing things? Or are you like, oh, that's just unfortunate for the individuals. It's like, you know, we're good.
No, man, that was nothing. I think that was another interesting thing that got thrown around the internet a lot, where it had nothing to do with a volume standpoint. There's nothing we can do when athletes add in their own volume. That's a whole different conversation, right? That's something we can't plan for, and that's something that we can never oversee 100%. We give them what we know they should do to a T, nothing more. So if people are trying to add in their own stuff, that's always going to be an issue for whatever camp it may be, but we're never going to change what we did from what we gave them originally.
I suppose, and me, because I projected what Dave said. Loud. Is Luis Oscar Mora there?
Yep. So he's in Mexico right now, and he gets back February 17th.
I like him. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I remember that Dave video because he showed up that day and it was so funny because we were doing like, it was right before semifinals. So volume was, it was pretty high, and it was just such a funny day because it wasn't a normal day. And that was the day he came in and there was just like three different girl workouts on the board, plus a lift, plus some accessory. And that's what I think that clip came off.
Is Will Carney still with Proven? He was kind of coaching and then ended up competing last year. Is he doing that again?
Oh yeah. Yeah. But he's still in Australia. So he's our coach that's remote out there. He works with obviously Jay and Maddie and then a lot of the other online members that we have that are up and coming. And then he runs our Proven 60 and Proven Masters track. But yeah, he's still trying to compete as well. So we'll see how he does. It'll be a much more competitive region this year with the guys.
Yeah. Will there be a team and will Taylor be a part of it?
Thankfully, no. With the Taylor question, we're done with that. Thankfully, that's we get to enjoy life a little bit on that front, which has been the first time in 7 years. So she is fully retired, which is good. She's been able to help a bunch out at the gym, which has been fun. No team this year, not because we said no, it's just no one's been interested. I know Tola, it was something he wanted to do again, but it was just, we couldn't give him the team that he needed to be at that level. And if we're not going to do it to try to win the games, I don't see us doing a team in that regard.
So not off the table like next year or whatever?
No, we'd always be open. I think we've got a lot of experience now from what I was able to kind of give to our new coaches on the team side of things. So if it's something that we want to do in the future, we'd always be open to that now that we have the gym. That was a big thing with space last year too at East Nashville, was having four people that need to be moving a huge worm around the gym doesn't help when it's coming to crowding classes.
What's Taylor doing then? Is she coaching? Is she working full-time?
She went to PA school, which is a physician's assistant, which I don't know if you guys have those over there, but it's basically, she can do everything a doctor does. She just can't open up her own practice. So if you want to do something with a doctor, you guys just go in on a business together. She can see her own patients, and that's what she's doing right now.
Okay. I thought PA was something to do with physio. I don't know how I was going to finish that off. Not therapy, therapy. Okay, so she's basically a doctor. And what is she working for it, like with a doctor? How does it work?
Yeah, so she's working at it's called a functional medicine clinic right now, to where there's a lot of, it's a new kind of medicine in the US. It's getting really popular to where people just don't want to go through insurance anymore because they're sick of the, hey, come in, get your blood pressure, get your height, weight, and then you have to go through all this BS of the old model of medicine. You can go in now, you get your blood work done. If you know anything about McCoy Medical, who we just partnered with, they're actually going to put an office out of the gym, which will be really cool. It's a full medical suite to where they can see patients there. She's going to be doing some work with them as well.
I'm just pulling up McCoy Medical. Is it like, so if I have a fever, do I go there?
Yeah, so a lot of it's telemedicine, which is awesome. You don't have to go to a doctor's office. You don't have to go anywhere. You can just set up a Zoom call or whatever it is, the encrypted platform that they use, talk to them. They can do everything that they need for you. They can prescribe whatever needed, and then you go from there.
Is Chase met him?
T
Taylor had a wicked career.
Crazy good.
Yeah. Fifth, ninth, yeah. Third, fourth, first, second games, team. Were all of those with Andrea, or one of them was without her?
Or... No, well, two games appearances were without Andrea, so it would have been 16 and 17.
I don't, she's pregnant now, isn't she?
Nistler?
Andrea, yeah. Yeah.
Nick's like, what?
I was like, well, yeah. Wait a second.
Who told you?
That's funny. This looks like the kind of doctor a hitter would go to.
Yeah, his name is Brian Johnson.
McCoy actually just had a big talk at that health summit.
Chase just said he met him.
Yeah, so he's doing a lot of work with them. He's as smart as it gets, man. So they're going to have a really cool clinic that will not only work with our pro athletes out of the gym, but they'll be able to see anybody that walks in off the street and wants to be one of their clients.
And do they do like, because I'm just like, when you said non-traditional medicine, do they do like TRT and that kind of stuff?
He does not. So who Taylor works for now does, but McCoy Medical does not.
Okay. So Taylor's getting the vials, bringing them.
Right. Right.
I'm just going to leave these samples in the fridge, guys. No,
don't wink, touch wink. Them.
Yeah. There's a new video for you, Taylor. Easy.
Don't give it all away.
Okay, so then is your life easier or more difficult now that you have your own place, like now that it's proven and the fact that Taylor's not competing anymore? Is life easier for you now or is it harder because there's so much shit going on?
It will be easier. I would say, I mean, I always say this, like when we get to this point, it'll be easier, but then we just come up with something else that grows the business and it gets harder, which is a good problem to have. But once we get the gym physically off the ground, like Sunday, I spent 7 hours cutting stall mats. So it's one of those things where it's just like, there's so many little things that have to happen opening an affiliate that you don't think about. Even with the great partners that we have with Rogue and Surface Co. and everybody, there's so many little things that take up your time. It's probably way busier now. But like I said, Taylor's been a huge help. There's been other people that have helped. Once this place opens, which our grand opening is March 16th, so a month from now, I think things will be a lot easier when it comes to running the business side of things.
It's open now, though, isn't it?
Technically, yeah. We still don't have – we have a few projects like Signs RX still needs to put up a bunch of signage. We've got a few different structural items that need to be done. So we're going to do a big free community event for the grand opening in March, and we'll cater that around Friday Night Lights, which will be fun. We'll bring an MC in here and have some food, and it'll be open to anybody.
You're running a seminar with somebody that I know.
Oh, yeah, Athena.
With Athena.
Yep. Yeah.
When is that again?
Ooh, April, I believe.
Okay. She was talking to me. She goes, I want you to go, but I don't think you're allowed. It wasn't anything that was told to her. It was just like, well, I saw what you did, and I wouldn't be – it's just like, I'd like for you to go, but it's proven.
Hey, I mean, good for – if she's selling tickets and you want to buy one, I guess for her it's good business.
That sounds like you're invited to me.
Yeah, that's been fun because we've had like so many people from – we didn't even know that ran seminars call and they're just like, hey, can I have this weekend? Can I have that weekend? Could we use the gym just because it's a fun opportunity? There's been people in Nashville that have nothing to do with CrossFit. They've seen it online and they're like, hey, can we borrow your gym for the weekend? Which is going to be fun kind of in the future to meet new people.
Am I irrational to be insulted by the word lately in that comment? Thanks for all the great shows and content lately. Lately stands out to me as like up until 2 weeks ago, this was a
shit. Hey, in 2024, you've been great, Peter. And that's what she's saying.
No, thank you. She gifted her membership as well. Thank you. Fuck.
I did tell you the other day, you're projected to have 300,000 subscribers by 5 years from now.
You did tell me that. Wait till I buy the 296,000.
It means you've been good lately. That's what it means.
Yeah. April 21st is the Scaled Nation seminar. And then I think Athena, you might give me the date for Leeds. You're going to Forum in Leeds, which is in the UK, around that time as well, like May 10th, something around there. And it's basically like scaling CrossFit for like larger bodies, basically. Isn't that the kind of logic behind the thing? Yeah. Savan went to one in California, I think. And then Hiller's just confirmed he's going to that one in Nashville. And I'm going to try and go to the one in Leeds, May 5th. There you go. But my third child is due on the 20th of May, and our other two kids have come early, so I'm not making
your third child is due.
Third child is due. Not due. Due.
Due.
Yeah.
There's a W in there.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not sure I will be able to go, but I'll try and go. What else I'm gonna say there? Taylor not competing. Oh yeah, Olivia, is she with Proven and coming back up? Like, is it the same relationship as before where she's going to be with Jacob and then come back up regularly?
Yeah, I think Jacob's so far into his, oh man, he's going to kill me for not knowing what does he do now? What's the league that he does or whatever it is? Tactical games? Is that what it is?
Pistons. I don't know. Yeah, tactical.
He texted me last night, and he was like, or 2 days ago, and he's like, Olivia is just crushing me in everything we do. I don't know if it's useful anymore. Like, it's one of those things where she is just getting to a point to where, thankfully, she's a senior now, to where she can take off a lot more school because she just doesn't have a full schedule. So she's going to be down here as much as she can, which will be great.
Cool. Who's coaching her?
So Dwight right now is working with her one-on-one, which is good. But when we come down to when she's here, Shane tries to be with her as much as he can.
Okay.
And that was a hard thing last year, obviously, with Tia being pregnant. Shane just couldn't give what he needed to a lot of people. And we only had two. Since I was with the team and CEO role, I just couldn't be with a lot of the individuals. This year, we'll have plenty of coaches. So whoever it is can jump in. They'll all know each other, and it'll be a good opportunity to, even if somebody needs to jump up and coach her that's not her main coach, there'll always be somebody around.
You said there that last year when T was pregnant, it was hard for Shane to share his time, but now that he is back competing, sure, it's going to be harder for him to share his time. No,
I think it's easier because we saw it the year before, because Shane just wasn't in the gym as much, right, when Willow was born, whereas the year before Shane's at the gym from 9 to 7, right? Because Tia's training. So he's doing things at that whole time with every athlete in the camp. He doesn't give his full attention to Tia all the time. He obviously coaches her in a very direct and professional way. But if he's in the gym, he's got eyes on everybody all the time, which is the biggest part that he couldn't give last year, I think. And that was the hardest thing that for him, at least, because it was just a time suck.
What is the relationship with Olivia and Jacob and Dwight look like? Because last year, it seemed like she kind of just jumped in and was a proven athlete. And I believe Shane was the one who was with her at the games a lot of the time. And it seemed abrupt tune of it's like, well, is he really your coach if it's only been a month or as little as you're saying it potentially was with the baby?
Yeah. So Dwight and her talk every single day. I don't think Jacob, as far as like a workout standpoint, I know Jacob's doing his own thing. He's got his own companies, but they text. They're up to date during training all day long. So if she needs to make changes, Dwight will change something on the spot. So we have coaches hours from 10 to 4 every single day. So if you've got remote athletes, you just need to be available from a text message standpoint, from a Zoom call standpoint. But from a programming aspect, all you can ask for is that Dwight is talking to her and keeping up to date with whatever she needs to change as she goes. Because there'll even be a time where there was one time where Spencer Pancheck just dropped into the barn. And he did some workouts with Jacob and Olivia. And Olivia just texted Dwight and said, hey, here's a workout I jumped in with Jacob. We just need to change this, this, and this because it had the same movements. And tomorrow Dwight changed it so they wouldn't interact with each other or contradict what he had already programmed.
Cool.
Any like big athletes going to be announced is it feels like a football season. Is Colton the only signing along with the comp train people?
Ooh, on that note, when Colton says that he is a proven athlete and is pretty you know, vocal about the fact that he's never even done one of the workouts, but is a proven athlete. Is there any sort of a feeling about that? Do you care?
You mean beforehand? Like,
it's actually in my vlog. When he was in Wadapalooza, he said like, oh, I'm a proven now. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, I mean, I haven't done any workouts yet, but I'm a proven athlete. And he was kind of like, oh, I'll see how it goes. Like, give it a while, see what it's like. I can just back out if I don't like it. Does that get your back up a bit when he says that?
Yeah, I think that was a funny one because most athletes that we work with will go through a much longer onboarding process because we've had the relationships that we've had in the past with people. But since I've known Colton for so long, like as a person and as a high character individual, I basically just texted the coaches and I said, hey, Colton's joining the team. You guys need to set up a Zoom to talk to him at this time. And he's joining us. You can ask me whatever questions you have, but this is our new athlete. And after that, because I've known him, like I said, and Taylor's known him so long and competed with him, there's not a guy out there that embodies what we're trying to do more than that guy. Like, just shut up, do work, go as hard as you can in a smart way, recover as hard as you can, and be a professional athlete at the end of the day. And we want to get him there because I know he's in that spot right now where he's on like a razor's thin line where if he doesn't keep trying to elevate what he's doing as an athlete, he may never have a career that he hopes from a monetary standpoint. But if he can get with us and he starts getting some more content out there, he gets his name out there, I think there's a lot of money that can be made on the sponsorship side of things for him. And that's all I want for him. And that's one of the things that we told him going into it. You'll have a lot more opportunity with us.
I was going to ask that, if that's ever taken into consideration when you're pulling new athletes on, whether the brands, the endorsements, the marketing, mm-hmm. the way they appear to those sponsors.
Yep.
Because I don't know, I pay attention to Instagram followings like crazy, and Hopper goes on over to HWPO with 50,000 followers and comes out with 60,000.
Yep.
And I'm just like, I think they probably could have done better on the marketing side. And that's my opinion, just watching it as a guy who doesn't know anything about what they talk about. But you just said that you do pay attention to that for people like Colton.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. I think Saxon's a really good example. I don't have metrics that I can look at, but just from the sheer standpoint of when he joined us to when he left, the amount of sponsors that came on board because of the people that are around him, and two, the amount of media and marketing that can be around an athlete in our camp, especially now that we have our own building and we have a team that's here every single day with the ability to kind of shoot and produce whatever we want on cue. It's kind of the sky's the limit as long as the athlete wants to put the effort in.
The next one. Colton,
baby.
The last time I had Tola on, this is a nice little proven full circle. I had Tola on and Colton challenged him to a fucking wrestle in the comments.
Colton's a good wrestler, so.
Yeah,
yeah, I would never do that with him.
Yeah, Tola was like, I mean, no, I don't think so. Tola was like, pussy. I love him, he's so funny. Okay, and then, so you're doing a camp, a camp in February, like next week, is it? No, the week after next.
You talking to me?
Yeah, are you not doing, is like Lucy not
I'm
there?
I'm not doing a camp, not me.
Lucy's coming. I don't think we're going to have like a big group. Like obviously the athletes will be here, but we're going to have like our season kickoff meeting for all the athletes. I think it's the last week of February. So that's kind of what we delineate as, hey, this is the start of the season. These are the expectations for the season and we want to follow these, and you need to be accountable and communicate with your coaches at this point, because we give them their off season to kind of do what they will. We keep tabs on them, but we don't hold things to a higher standard until that season kickoff meeting.
And you're doing, you mentioned Friday Night Lights after you launch like your hard opening. I don't know, your hard launch.
Grand opening.
That's better than
hard opening.
You mentioned that you're doing Friday Night Lights. So is that, are you like promoting the open and stuff to people that are dropping in and people that are doing classes and stuff now then?
Yeah. I think we've got 75% of our members right now signed up for the open. So it's going to be huge for us. Like we all go through it. All of our athletes have to go through it. It's something that we find extremely valuable, especially from a community standpoint. We've never been able to do the open with our community. It's always been fun to jump in at East, but this would be a cool first go at it with all these people.
Have you signed up?
Need to. Gonna hit that the scaled version of all of those these days.
Do it now. Open a new tab there and do it. and so what if like oh, that's probably already been decided, I guess. What if like Castro called and was like, hey, do you know what would be a cool way to launch your gym? If we did like 24.2, 24.3 at East Nashville, would you do that?
That'd be awesome. Well, I don't. I hope it's not at East Nashville. I hope it's at our gym. Sorry. But
okay. No, on the map, so.
So we like if that happened, man, that would be for us. That's ideal. That would be optimal because what better way to kick things off, especially around the open, than to have that happen? I've never even been to a live open announcement, so that's I think one of those things when you're getting started in CrossFit and you're in your early years and you're used to watching those back in the day, Rich, Matt throwdowns at the open announcements. You always want to see one of those and kind of be a part of that. I would geek out at that. That would be the best.
Yeah, they are affiliated. They're not on the map, Hector, but they are affiliated. And so is the Australia one. So you're paying, God, you must be so much in debt between buying the building and having two affiliate fees.
Consolidated loans, I think they call that, right? Just throw them all into one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I'm good with that. How many Fuchs has Pedro dropped? Listen, man.
Four.
I don't keep count. 116,000 people registered for the open.
What are we at with today? Today. It means that it's 116 on top of whatever it was. That's pretty good.
What are we at with historical data on the open right now? I'm sure Helpin could help us out there.
We're higher 20. What was it? 25 days out yesterday or something is more than it was last year or the year before.
In less time though. That's a point important.
Well, it's what 2 weeks later than it's ever been, or at least from last year, the start of it.
Noble did some sort of incentive sign up.
Yeah. If you sign up in November, you got, oh, it's always in his stories, isn't it?
you guys just don't have like a running sheet there that you can just pull this information up on?
Helping, but oh shit, hang on.
Too busy trying to get more sources on my proven news. updating my spreadsheets on the wall.
You know, I gotta say, and a lot of people said this, my favorite one was the text message that had the use as just use, and it looked like it had been written by a 7-year-old.
Yep. It was Willow, dude. Willow sent me that text. It's a really good source.
I was like, man, that's
this responded with, who gave you a cell phone? You're one.
Yeah.
We vetted the source as well, I can see.
Yeah. For 59,000. What the fuck am I looking at here? 116,000. No, it's not 116,000 on top, Hitler, fuck's sake. I was like, there's no way that many people registered today. 116,000 total. 3,800 extra compared to yesterday. And then
real nice.
So 24 days away from the open, we're 19,000 ahead of 2023 and 60,000 ahead of 2022. I think wasn't it like 2018 was like the massive, that's the biggest year ever, isn't it? 2018?
Correct.
And it would need like a cataclysmic event to happen in the next whatever 23 days. Like I don't know, Proven's hard launch might do it. And there's around 700 in Hiller's private league.
minus one.
Do you think other camps watch Hiller's videos as well, Nick? Like, was that sent to you, or did you just seek it out?
Oh, this one.
This one.
I don't remember what the, because I think it was. And I'll be completely honest with you. I watch everything. I think it's my job. It should be my job. Like if I don't know what's going on about our brand, I'm not going to sit here and sound like the cool guy of like, no, I've never seen anything he's posted. It's just, like, it's just one of those things where if you're trying to run a business and grow your business, you've got to know what the audience out there is watching. And if I don't know that, I'm doing a disservice to all of our customers. So like, I know everything. I think somebody sent me this one because, like I said, I was in Sweden, so it was like we had a lot going on. But for the most part, I keep up on everything. And to answer your question, yes. Well, I don't know. I don't really know how people run businesses at other camps. They should be watching everything, but I really don't know.
I knew I liked you, Nick.
Is
that we had never talked. I think the most I commented on one of these videos and I said your chest was looking big.
Well, that's all I need to hear. You know, the benching these responded days.
It clearly wasn't you, but someone responded to it. I thought it was you.
Good, good.
What's that guy, the vets charity thing? Begins at a V, not Valor, Valiant. No, the thing is something to proven.
Valor Fit, yeah. So Troy,
I met him in Miami. What's his name? Troy, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a full circle, man, because Troy, when I was a manager of OC3, we were one of his first affiliates. Do you guys know the story of what he does, like his nonprofit?
I know he has a really sweaty handshake, although that might be
from Miami. Especially in Miami. Yeah. So he pays for memberships of veterans who are working to get themselves back on track. So if you go into affiliate as ValorFit, you will take in members. ValorFit will pay you for those memberships to have those people at your gym. So you bring in these people for free, they pay you, it's a great deal. But the thing is, they vet the affiliates very well. So they're not just going to work with any affiliate because they've got to have a standard, just like anything else with business, to make sure that you have a competent person leading the veterans, because most of them are dealing with severe mental, I won't say disabilities, but issues that are coming from them being at war or coming back from overseas. So I was actually at OC3 when I was managing that gym, and we had some of their first ValorFit participants at the gym. So I got to work with them. I did their on-ramps. I got to do them when it came to implementing into class. So I got to see that model work a little bit. I thought I was out of CrossFit when I left OC3 and I got into a different role with a different company that had nothing to do with fitness. But here we are and we're back together with Troy. We've implemented him as one of our main partners with Proven. So we're going to be working with them at our affiliate as well. And to kind of spread the word of what they're doing is our goal. They've blown up over the last year. They sponsored the team last year with the guys. And now he was actually at that health summit. He talked to Dave for a while, and they're going to do a lot more with CrossFit moving forward, which is always the goal.
I don't know if you can see this. And you probably won't be able to, Hiller. No, I need to zoom back out. Lucy McGonigal DM me and said, tell Hiller I can dunk. Preferably biscuits and my tea, but basketballs too.
I said, no way she can dunk.
Cool. Okay. Thanks, Nick. You got a fairly substantial set of balls on you because it's not an easy thing. So just, you know, because Nick was saying that he'll brag about Tia because Tia won't. Well, I'll brag about Nick because Nick won't. The video came out. Nick messaged me and said, hey, if you ever want to do a show about anything, let me know. And I was like, oh. He must have seen Hiller's video. So I was like, can I ask you about East Nashville? And he goes, yep, nothing to hide.
Dude, that was the crazy thing. I was getting like 3 to 5 texts a day. Like, because it was people that knew there was no drama there that were like, wait, what did I miss here? What actually happened? And I was like, all right, we got to
3 to 5 of the 6 people who knew what happened.
Oh, Tina. From
a public perspective, there was never drama. You know what I mean? Like, we had such a good relationship with those guys. I think people were just like, well, they're opening a gym. Let's see what happens. It'll be good. And then this video comes out and I'm just like, oh man, we got to at least talk about this.
Mother of God.
And just to toot Nick's horn a little bit. Oh, fucking hell. I hate that. I was going to say a little bit harder. And then I was like, this is disgusting. I can't even, just to compliment Nick further. He said, invite Hiller on too if you want. And I think it takes a fair set of balls to do that. But to my mind, it's a logical thing to do because, like Nick said at the very start, if you just explain everything at once and then it's done, and then apart from anything else, is an open line of communication instead of like, you know, hiding or blocking or whatever, ignoring and then thinking it'll go away. I just think it's a smart CEO move. And then someone said, Corey Leonard said, I hope Lucy can dunk. She wouldn't fucking say it if she couldn't, from what I know about her.
Corey gave me a C4.
Corey did too. That's two.
No, that was Corey. I said it was Sean earlier. It wasn't Sean. It was Corey.
Okay. C4 here doesn't have stuff in it. What do you got?
You guys probably have regulations on caffeine there, don't you?
It's the beta. You can't put beta-alanine in it because it's seen as it's a supplement, so you can't add it to a drink.
Shut up.
So that was my job before this. I ran a beverage company, and like the regulations from country to country make sales a nightmare when it comes to RTDs like that.
I was at FitFest, and they had C4 had a stand, And I was like, do you guys not have beta alanine in it? And someone actually messaged me afterwards on Instagram, and because there's a beta something is in it.
Beta-carotene probably.
Beta-lean or something like that. And she was like, oh, that's what you give cows that are in heat. And I was like, what?
I'm always in heat.
But then I asked the guy at PitFest, and he was like, no, we're not allowed to put it in the EU or Britain because it's that's so blurry. Because it's
bullshit.
Because it's a supplement, and you can't add it. You can't add a supplement to a drink, even though our fucking loaves of bread say like protein bread, and it's like, it's like how many grams of protein are in a slice? Like 0.0001 grams. Anyway,
yeah, it turns out the compliance in the US is really nothing. You can put whatever you want in anything. Like, we're the easiest to get away with anything.
Put this green slime in it.
You want to know what your 50 cal salt bike is, Brandon S.
Why is that being talked about?
You did it at a Michigan comp years ago and smoked everyone.
That's probably like, as sad as this is, and I thought I was going to be a sweet games athlete, and that was the goal starting out. This is the most coolest thing I've ever done. I think it was like 60 cals in 36 seconds. There's some video out there of it.
That's decent.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I walked away trying to be a cool guy, like it didn't hurt at all, and then I was in the fetal position for about 20 minutes in the corner of the gym.
I did 50 calories in 54 seconds once, and
that's good. Absolutely. Honestly,
I wouldn't do it now, but honestly, for about a day and a half after,
it gets worse. Every 10 minutes, it gets worse.
You're kind of like, oh, I kind of feel okay. And then it just slowly goes up and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with my body? And I remember just kind of walking around loads. And I remember on stage, I grabbed a foam roller and the guy that owned the gym was like, what the fuck are you doing with the foam roller? I was like, I don't know, my legs.
Sleeping on it.
Like, I need to sort myself out. There's Jordan Hayward said, Nick did 60 calories in 36 seconds. Can confirm. Wow, you're a legend in Michigan. Was it Michigan?
Hang your hat on that, I guess, right? Those local comp days.
Hang your proven branded hat. Thanks, Nick, for coming on. Really appreciate it. Admirable cojones. Thanks, Hiller, for giving up like an hour and a half of your day. Appreciate you as always. Thank you, everybody, in the comments. There's 361 people. When I close this, I'd like to see 361 likes on the video, please.
Hey, is Taylor doing the road challenges this year? Patrick Clark just reminded me of that. Because she dominated those.
Did they just start a new round? Is that what? Is that where we're at?
Thunder.
Yeah, she won that first year, the whole one, and that was a good amount of money. That was fun. I think they've cut down a little bit on how much they pay out for each one, but I'll have to ask her.
Okay. Yeah, she's crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, throw a machine or some weights in there. It's pretty good for
her. The sandbag thing.
Crazy.
I have personal training clients and I'll have them do holds, right? I'll have them use like a 70 or 100. And I'll be like, hey, there's the 150. And there's this chick that held it for like 20 minutes once. I'd probably say this once a month.
That was even like even Tia and Brooke and everybody that was here, they just couldn't comprehend it because like it just doesn't make any sense. And we went into the gym. It was on a Sunday. I remember it. And I was like expecting to be there for 10 minutes. So, like, I just stood the whole time. I was holding a camera. I didn't put it on a tripod. I didn't do anything. Like, my arms, I was having a harder time holding the camera than she was this 150 sandbag. And it was I don't remember how long it was, but I told her I was going to buy her new comp plates if she made it to 20 minutes. And I think she was just shy.
Oh, that sucks.
But we talked the whole time. Like, if you see the video, you can see her mouth moving. We were just having a general casual conversation. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I love the idea of her holding the sandbag and you're like shifting from foot to foot. Like swapping hands every so often because the phone's getting heavy.
Like, this is the difference here in professional athletes and non.
Cool, thank you. Around the whiteboard on Wednesday, we've had a dropout. Brian Friend pussied out. No, he's flying from Pamplona to Madrid or something. So he can't do it. I have someone lined up, but he's insulted at the fact that he wasn't asked first, that he's been asked second. So he's thinking about it before he gets back to me. But Josh Bridges and Justin Kotler are coming on Wednesday, and then maybe or maybe not Travis Mayer is the third. So we'll see. So yeah, noon Wednesday Pacific time or 3 p.m. And then the winner goes on to face Brian Spinn and John Young. And then the winner of that goes on to face Hiller and Seth from Jumpship. And you can come on the next round, Nick.
Yeah, let me know. Let's put it on the calendar. It'd be good.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Cool. Appreciate everyone. Adios. Goodbye. Forever. Well,